With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Most of us eat every day. Some of us too much. Because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we're going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, March 23, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series for just a couple of more days. Managing for the Master till He comes. Our caption for today is Eyes on the Prize. Eyes on the prize. God wants us to keep our eyes fixed and focused on Him because heaven is in our view. Eternity with God, even in the earth made new, is in our view. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I'd like to say welcome to you and ask you to please go over to yourdailyportion.com. Join our online community. There you can have access to us giving questions and answers, discussion, of course, testimonies, prayer requests, and so forth. Everything so that we can build faith and fellowship, especially surrounding this particular lesson study. Whatever we're going through on whatever quarter we're in, that is the place where you get your questions answered. Because if you're online watching on YouTube or Facebook, I see your questions, but there's so many platforms, it is impossible to manage your questions there. So please just go to yourdailyportion.com and join our community. Let's go ahead and pray and then get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for the blessing that you have been to us today. And I pray that you will teach us to keep our minds focused on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen again. All right, so eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. I want to share something with you. I say this sometimes, and maybe you don't get it. Sometimes people ask me, are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? And I say, well, I'm neither an optimist nor a pessimist. I made up something. Are you ready for it? I am an always sufficientist. Is the glass half empty? Is the glass half full? Well, an always sufficientist is someone who sees the glass, knowing that God is the one that supplied the glass. He supplied whatever is in the glass. And therefore, every time I tip the glass, everything I need comes flowing out. Always sufficientist. See, we need to keep our minds focused in that area because from a biblical perspective, prosperity is having what you need when you need it. It is not an accumulation of possessions. Did you get that? Yeah, from a biblical perspective, we should be content. We should know that prosperity is having exactly what we need when we need it. If it's abundance we need, then God will give us abundance. If it's just enough that we need, then God will give us just enough. There are examples of all of these in the scriptures. We just don't have the time to deal with all of them. So just know, as you and I, we are preparing for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we have everything we need at the time that we need, in the amounts that we need, as He gives us strength. And so we will begin here in Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 16. I hope this is a good new perspective for you if you've not already adopted it. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 16, the Bible says, The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Can I just pause right here? If we are heirs according to the promise given to Abram, if we are heirs according to the promise that God gives us through Jesus Christ, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, then there is nothing that we could possibly need that God has not already supplied at the right time. You get that? I said, nothing we need, sounds like future and present tense. Yeah, that God has not already supplied. See, God inhabits eternity. So He knew from before there was a beginning that you would have had a need of whatever it is that you need. And He, in His riches in glory, has already put down and positioned those things that you need to release them into your life at just the right time. But the Bible says here that even with that, though, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So we take the good with the difficult. We take the positive with the challenges. We know that since God is with us, then whatever He provides us, we are thankful. And when we have trials, we don't blame Him. We don't disrespect Him. We don't become dejected. Sometimes we may be sad, but we focus our eyes, like the psalmist said in I think it's Psalm chapter 42. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, because of course God knows how to take care of us. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy. They're not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Aren't you glad? And then, of course, our brother Paul would have said in Philippians chapter 3 that even though he had not counted himself to have arrived at the time he was writing the text, like he wasn't saying that in himself he was perfect. He did say that he was aiming for, right? He was focusing on, he was forgetting those things which were behind, and then focusing on which was before him, he pressed toward the prize for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He was keeping his eyes on the prize, not on things that were behind him, not on even the trials that he went through or even the positive things that he would be going through at a moment. No, his focus was eternity. Focus, absolute holiness. Focus, Jesus Christ Himself. And therefore, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible says, beginning at verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, remember, it's not the money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, woman of God, I know he was speaking to Timothy in particular, but he's speaking God through the Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us today, but all of you flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, and love, and patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, brothers and sisters. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And so, near the end of Paul's life, and I want you to adopt this right now. I'm not saying that your life is over. I'm just saying Learn from Brother Paul. What did he say near the end of his life? He said, "For I am now ready to be offered." Huh? And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, yes, the righteous judge, I'm saying the one who can see all and knows all, the one who knows from where I have come, where I was born, the challenges and the triumphs in my life, that righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. May we all, brothers and sisters, may we all, through God's grace, be able to say the same thing and with the same assurance. Keep your eyes on the prize of Christ. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.